Yeah, a little new Drake to bring the Monty Show home today. How the heck are you? I'm Monty. That's Jake.
What's up?
LeBron James is going to the Golden State Warriors because ESPN said so. So it must be true.
They said it. It's going to happen.
Yeah, this one twerked a lot of people the wrong way today. So we'll definitely talk some LeBron James today. Excited to do that, by the way. We also going to talk a little Kevin Durant. Your boy has been a little salty. And
dude,
frankly,
he's been mad, man.
Yeah, I don't know what Kevin Durant has to be salty about. But he's been a little salty. Aaron Rodgers is salty. Elon Musk is rich. Apple is salty.
Elon Musk is fire right now.
If you could trade places with Elon Musk right now, regardless of cash, would you do it?
Yeah.
How? Because then you wouldn't be able to do this podcast
Baller,
every day.
Dude.
Hello.
Baller.
Find me on Twitter, The Monty Show. M-O-N-T-Y, The Monty Show. By the way, how do we feel about this, Jake? This is great.
It's good. I like it.
Eh. It's good, like, driving down the 101 freeway at 80 miles an hour.
There's a nice little
in the
verse
middle
coming
of the
up right here. The nice little line.
Are you a Drake guy? And is it taboo for dudes to be Drake guys?
No.
You're
right
not?
Here, right here, right here.
She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
Savage.
You love that, don't
I
you?
I love that line. That's savage.
All right. Find me on Twitter, The Monty Show. M-O-N-T-Y, The Monty Show. That's Drake. What's the name of this song?
God's Plan.
God's Plan by Drake. Brand new out this week. Make sure you check that out on iTunes after you subscribe to The Monty Show podcast. All right. Let's get into LeBron and ESPN and all that nonsense, because this really upset me today, probably more than it should. And it's me being probably bitter ESPN guy. I don't know. Chris Hayes at ESPN today broke, quote unquote, broke news that LeBron James, if he is offered a max contract from the Golden State Warriors over the summer, he would listen. That was the breaking
news. Okay. Okay, but what's after that?
Nothing. That's it. That's the entirety of the breaking news. And
wait,
if LeBron is offered a max contract,
who's not going to listen to the Warriors? That's my question.
I'm not. Are you going to listen
it's
to the
LeBron
Warriors?
James.
Wait, if they offer you like $30 million a year to go play basketball for them, Jake, are you going to listen? Yeah, I don't know.
I might have to stay in Cleveland.
If the Pelicans are offering to,
you know, it's
though,
Boogie. You know, I, you know.
Well, Boogie doesn't have an Achilles tendon right now. So
my bad. It's the unibrow. My bad.
And Kanan doesn't have a leg or whatever his name is. With the Suns doesn't
yeah.
have a leg. Did you see that last night?
Same
anyway,
play as Gordon.
Of course, LeBron James is going to listen. The question for me on this whole story and this conversation is, do you trust ESPN? Do you trust their sourcing? This is Chris Hayes, who most people have never heard of. It's not a Woj bomb, because Woj only actually breaks news when he has
news
to break. Yeah. But it's Chris Hayes. Do you trust ESPN?
I half the time or so. They do too much of this. This feels like it's fabricated on some level. I'm not saying it's a Donald Trump fake news story, but it's one of those things where it felt like they were trying really hard to break something, to get out in front of something.
It lit Twitter on fire.
Oh, I'm sure it did, and that's the whole point of the story.
Absolutely lit it on fire.
That's the whole point of the story, right? Even if it's and this is where the things get kind of cloudy and gray. It's even if the story is not necessarily a story, even if you just put out an article saying, well, LeBron would listen, so obviously he's going, right? Even if that's not true, that he's actually not going anywhere and he's staying in Cleveland, it's still going to light the Twitter world on fire, and that's all that matters.
Well, Kevin Durant didn't enjoy it. He said today that it was total BS.
Yeah.
Like, Kevin Durant, and I applaud KD. He's been salty, though.
He's been candor, man.
Yeah, there's been a little change in Kevin Durant recently. I don't know what that is. But he essentially said, this is total BS. They made it up. It's not, you know, don't listen to that. He's tired of the media. I kind of agree with him. This is my problem with ESPN. ESPN has a bunch of young people who don't have a source network.
Right.
So they're saying things like, ooh, breaking news. ESPN exclusive. LeBron will listen if Golden State offers a max contract. Like, that's not even a story.
No.
But then what ESPN does is they get Screaming A. Smith to talk about it on First Take, and then it's on SportsCenter, and then it's on ESPN Radio and on their Twitter, and it just starts this ball rolling down the hill. And before you know it, you're halfway down the hill and the world's on fire about it. And LeBron's got to talk about it.
Yeah, you're all of a sudden you see highlights of a LeBron interview where that's all they're showing. Hey, are you going to the Warriors? Are you going to the Warriors? Is it going to be LeBron and KD? Like that's where it ends up going. And I think that's why athletes are so fed up with it.
I don't trust ESPN anymore.
Do you trust the media?
Well, I trust certain media members. If Adrian Wojnarowski's reporting something, if there's a Woj bomb, I'm buying that.
Yeah.
Okay, I believe in that. Adam Schefter, I believe in that.
Yeah.
But that really is about it at ESPN. Like, who else? I think the best thing that ESPN does now is Major League Baseball.
Ken Rosenthal.
Yeah, I mean, is not at ESPN.
Nope.
Ken is at Fox. Yeah. I think Ken is at The Atlantic. Which is exploding, but I think Ken Rosenthal's the best baseball guy. But having said that, guys like Carl Ravage, I mean, they have really solid baseball guys. Is Tim Kurkjian a guy you go to break news, though?
Mm.
He doesn't feel like that to me. If I want breaking news in baseball, it's generally Ken Rosenthal. And there's a bunch of other guys, but they're all MLB Network guys.
I'm for baseball. I'm going to MLB Network. Like, that's the problem.
See, I like some MLB Network. Like, I'm a little Vaskersioned out, mm-hmm. right? Like, and I am not the intentional talk fan that you are. You love that show.
I don't get to watch as much anymore, but I love it, definitely.
I am not an intentional talk guy. Anyway, all of that to say, I don't trust ESPN as my first choice in news.
Mm-hmm.
If I see something from ESPN, I'm on Twitter looking at it. Usually I will find a writer I trust, and I'm trying to think of places like Salt Lake City. It's Tony Jones on the NBA, no doubt about it. If I am in San Francisco, there's tons of guys.
Yeah, that's a massive market.
I mean, Chicago, San Francisco, LA, essentially, who's who.
Yeah.
Anymore though, it's down to the beat writers. It is down to the beat writers. Columnists or the Skip Bayless of the world. I don't believe a thing that guy says when he says, well, people have told me. I don't buy that. I just don't. And maybe that's me being a dick. I don't know. But I just don't feel like there's credibility there.
How much of that is relatability to the actual person? Because I feel like a lot of that goes into whether somebody listens to what you have to say. Like with Adrian Wojnarowski, for instance, I can't relate to the guy, but he's so credible. Over such a long period of time, you have to believe what he's saying.
And he's always right.
Always.
There's not something where, with all due respect to Chris Hayes, I know that Chris has relationships with players, and just because I work in media, I know of Chris. But it's really hard to develop sources. It takes long time lines, relationships that are really hard to develop. So when somebody says, like, I'm trying to think of the guy in Cleveland on ESPN, the heavyset guy, heavyset NBA guy. I can't think of his name, but.
Oh, Windhorst.
Yeah.
Brian
Windhorst.
Windhorst.
Like, if he says something about LeBron, I'm going to listen because he's been around LeBron for so long.
Yeah.
Like, that's a guy I trust, but I never watch Fox Sports, to be honest with you. I don't watch any of their national product. When I'm watching Fox, it's generally for NFL on Sunday, and that's the network Fox.
Yeah.
Does Fox Sports Net even exist anymore? I don't know. I don't know if they have a national product. NBC Sports Network, I watch the Dan Patrick Show in the morning. Pro Football Talk with Mike Florio is some of the best football content on television.
And they have some of the best sports that you can watch.
Yeah, obviously I'm a huge Premier League fan.
They've got auto, they've got soccer,
MMA,
hockey.
Yeah, everything. They do a lot. My point is, I think this is why ESPN is where they are. Because what happened on Twitter today? Yes, ESPN blew up Twitter and they were trending and LeBron was trending because of this. But I would say a solid 75% of it was, this is made up. This is a false story. And the Trump narrative of fake news, obviously is peppered in there regularly.
Right.
But I think that's where ESPN is now. They've lost credibility, and I think they've lost people that trust them.
But if you're ESPN, how do you beat Twitter, let's say? How do you beat that kind of machine? Because that's where everybody is in a melting pot.
It's
just
hard,
trading
man.
Ideas and having arguments and discussions and agreeing.
Yeah,
and
it's really difficult.
How are you supposed to beat that if you're ESPN? And I think the real challenge now is that, and again, I'm a millennial, but they're having trouble getting to millennials. And millennials are the biggest age group in the country right now. They dominate the population.
Yeah.
So that's where the struggle is.
You know, I'm looking at that. I'm looking at the hashtag, and the people are so angry at ESPN over this.
Yeah.
It's a little nutty, to be honest with you. Like
But it feels fabricated. It's not real.
Thank you.
That's the problem.
What I've been trying to say.
Real.
Yes, it feels fabricated.
It's not LeBron saying, hey, he hasn't just come out and say, look, here's the deal. I will be an unrestricted free agent. I am going to try to go to the Golden State Warriors, and that's I'm going to listen to what they have to say. He hasn't
of
come
course.
Out and said that. It hasn't happened.
Yeah.
They just had a guy that nobody's heard of put out a story that said, well, LeBron James might listen if Golden State comes calling. Well, is he not supposed to listen?
No, and why wouldn't you listen? You absolutely would listen.
The guy can go to literally any team that's got the money. Any offer that he's presented, he has his pick of the litter.
People are upset. Like, just reading through the hashtags and stuff, people are upset about it. So,
well, how could you not be?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you would be.
This just ruins your credibility in a time when you need to be rock solid on credibility. You need to be the place to go on everything. Because if the complaint is, well, you know, we're losing subscribers, we're losing those magazine subscriptions, we're losing, you know, app downloads, we're losing all these people, so we're going to make up a story or half fabricate a story? That doesn't make sense.
That doesn't sit well. And again, just flipping back and forth between Facebook and Twitter, and people are really are unhappy about it, and I get it. I totally understand it.
Yeah.
That's what's frustrating to me about it. By the way, is there any chance that this story could be true? Do you see a scenario where LeBron James ends up in Golden State?
I don't think so, because I think he's got too much for his legacy on the line. If he were to go to Golden State, that would ruin his legacy like forever.
Steph and KD and
It's one thing. The story changes for him though if he does that, because it's one thing to go. You're drafted by Cleveland, then you go to Miami to win, right? Because that's what he did. He went to Miami to play with D-Wade and Chris Bosh and win, and now he came back and won the title, and he did what he had to do in Cleveland, in my opinion. But if he goes out, he can leave Cleveland, and his legacy will be intact. But if you go to the Warriors with what they have now, what does that say about him? People are going to judge hardcore. If he went to the Lakers, let's say, I'm not saying he's going to, but if he went to a team like the Lakers and went through that building process and made them better, I think he could probably get away with that, if you will. I think he could turn that into something. But he can't go to Golden State and expect to keep his legacy. It's not going to happen.
Well, let's play the game for a minute.
Yeah.
They have to clear a max contract, right? They have to do that.
Yeah.
So let's say, for the 2018-2019 season, like, who are you willing to dump?
I would be dumping Draymond. That's where I'd go. I would, yeah.
Because
at that point you have three guys who can play elite defense. And LeBron, KD is suspect.
He
sometimes does, sometimes doesn't. And Klay Thompson's one of the best defenders in the league.
You're not dumping Steph.
No.
He's going to make $38 million 2018-2019.
Arguably an MVP, though.
You're not dumping KD, 26.2.
Mm-hmm.
Klay Thompson, 18.9.
That's right.
There's a candidate.
I can.
Draymond Green's going to make $17.4 million next year.
Yeah.
Andre Iguodala, $16 million. And then it goes down from there. Like Sean Livingston, $8 million. And that's all the contracts they have in place. I mean, Damian Jones, Patrick McCaw, Jason Thompson. Like,
right.
They're young guys.
Low bench guys.
So who is it? It's Klay Thompson or Draymond Green?
Going Draymond, because Klay Thompson can save you on any given night.
Does Draymond Green's 17 point, and let's call it 5 because it's 4, 6, 9.
Right.
Does Draymond's $17.5 million get you there? Jeffrey on Facebook says Klay Thompson, no doubt about it. I think Klay's a better defensive player.
Yeah.
In this league, the way the league is set up,
he is.
He is I think he's arguably the best on-ball perimeter defender.
Yeah.
Now, Draymond Green's going to go kick a guy in the balls. He's going to go
he's get dirty. He's a dirty player every team needs.
Shoulder to shoulder, elbow to elbow in the post. He's that guy. But if I could only have Draymond or Klay, I'm taking Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Draymond's not putting up 60.
Dre is the heart and soul of that team, says Jeffrey.
I mean that may be true on an that is true on an emotional level. He does have those moments, but that's the kind of guy he is. If you're bringing LeBron James over, I think you can fulfill that defensive loss essentially.
Yeah, find me on Twitter, The Monty Show, MONTY, The Monty Show. One other thing on LeBron, because I think this takes us to this Aaron Rodgers debacle at the Super Bowl today. Yeah. But LeBron James is a superstar that traded. And I didn't get that wrong. LeBron James traded Andrew Wiggins to Minnesota for Kevin Love.
Mm-hmm.
Should superstars have the ability and have say in things like, hey, I want Kevin Love instead of Andrew Wiggins, make the trade? I have a hard time with this. Today, Aaron Rodgers was on Radio Row at the Super Bowl. And A-Rod essentially said, I'm pissed that they fired Alex Van Pelt, my quarterback coach. They didn't even call or text me or ask me or talk to me about it. They just blew him out.
Yeah.
Now he's with the Cincinnati Bengals. Does Aaron Rodgers have a right to be upset?
Yeah, I think he does on some level. I think this is a case where it depends. Obviously, it depends who you are. Obviously, it depends on what you've accomplished with that organization you're with. So for a guy like LeBron, yeah, he's got that power. And the other thing that matters.
How'd that Wiggins trade for the Cavs work out?
I think it's not. I think it wasn't the right trade.
I think it's one of the worst trades. I think it's one of the reasons they are where they are right
now. If you had Wiggins on your team right now, he would have developed into a way better player with LeBron than he would have with the T-Wolves. And he's done pretty well with the T-Wolves. But my point is, if in the NBA, and this is very sports specific as well, in the NBA where it's only five guys on the floor and you can be that guy who can take over a game on your own, you're going to have more power. In the NFL, as a quarterback, you can wield some of that power. I don't think it's nowhere near the power that an NBA player like LeBron has.
Yeah. I think Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in football.
Yeah.
Now, if you're asking me if I want Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, I'm taking Tom Brady.
Mm.
But if I want a guy for the next decade, I'm taking Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. I think that much of Aaron Rodgers, and I hate everything about the Packers. I hate that stupid song. I hate their stupid chant. Cheese sucks. Wisconsin sucks. I hate everything about the Packers, right?
Tell me how you really feel.
If you're in Wisconsin, please subscribe. Anyway, the point is, I am not a Packer guy whatsoever. I'm a Chicago Bears fan.
Mitchell.
Okay, Ditka and Mitchell, the Mitch, Mr. Trubisky.
Walter.
You know, 2031 Hall of Fame inductee. It's all the same thing with Mitch.
Yeah.
Point is, I hate the Packers.
Yeah.
I love the Bears. Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in football.
Yeah.
When his collarbone is in one piece instead of two.
Right.
I think Aaron Rodgers should have been notified or at least talked to about Alex Van Pelt.
I think you got to let him just air it out. You got to say, hey, look, what do you think of this? It's either, hey, Aaron Rodgers, what do you think of this? Or, hey, Aaron Rodgers, here's what we did. What do you think of it?
Here's the problem with this situation.
Yeah.
They did not extend Alex Van Pelt, the former quarterback coach of the Green Bay Packers. They did not extend his contract. He didn't sign an extension. He was offered because Mike McCarthy, fathead, awful, choking coach of the Packers, has a rule that his assistants cannot interview for promotions in the offseason when they're under contract. So Alex Van Pelt is a rising star in this league.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, by the way, did you notice my middle finger extended? I'm not signing your extension because I want to be a head coach.
Yeah.
And I think he did the right thing. Aaron Rodgers is pissed the guy's gone.
Yeah.
So not only did you lose a good young coordinator, he wasn't going to get a job this offseason anyway, as it turned out.
Right.
And now he's in Cincinnati with hopefully fire crotch and, you know, Dalton. Maybe Andy Dalton will actually do something.
Right.
But Aaron Rodgers is going to be less happy about this in a season.
Well, you've alienated him.
Oh, yeah. But think about where the Packers are. You had to fire your general manager.
Yep.
You were not good. A-Rod got hurt. Like, you're a disappointment. Like, you are disappointed. The Minnesota Vikings were in the NFC Championship game. Wake up.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they got there.
It should be the Packers division every year.
They got there with whoa, slow down. Mitch is coming.
Right,
the point is, they got the Vikings got there with freaking Case Keenum. It's not like they were world beaters. You got to do something to make sure that Aaron Rodgers wants to be a Packer the rest of his career. He talked about today that he wants to follow in Tom Brady's footsteps. He knows that he may have to leave Green Bay to do that.
So he's hinting.
Ding.
He's hinting.
Like, dudes, what are you guys doing? This is Aaron freaking Rodgers. Arguably, the not maybe
who are
not
the Packers
arguably.
Without him?
Nobody. Well, they're Brett Hundley is who they are without him.
And I thought he did as best as he could.
Yeah, which was only mediocre.
Yeah.
Right? So I was very happy about that.
Right.
But the point is, Aaron Rodgers, I'll take him every day. Hey, Mitch, I love the Trubisky, but you may have to sit down so that Aaron can come and play quarterback for the Bears. Like, that's the truth. Like, Aaron Rodgers, it's not arguable in my opinion. Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in the history of that franchise.
Yeah.
All due respect to Bart Starr.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback that franchise has ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Favre. I think he's better than Brett Favre.
Yeah.
I think he's better than Bart Starr.
He's smarter.
Well, and he doesn't pull out his thumbnail and take a picture and send it to chicks. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, the point is, Brett's Favre did that to Jen Sturger. Anyway, here nor there. Point is, in Cheeseland, Aaron Rodgers needs to be there the rest of his career. Pay him like that. Treat him like that. Allow him to pick his quarterback coach if that's what it takes. Allow him to fire fathead Mike McCarthy or let some air out of the head balloon that is Mike McCarthy. Let that happen as well. But whatever you got to do to keep Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, you got to do what you got to do. That's what I'm saying. Take him to the Bratstop, rub him all up with some sauerkraut, and let's go win Super Bowls in Chicago. That's what I'm saying.
You feel better?
I do. I actually do. I feel way better. Should LeBron James be able to write his own ticket like that?
Yes.
Who are the athletes currently that should do? Steph Curry.
Yep.
No question.
Yeah.
Swaggy P.
No.
How about Mirotić going to the Pelicans? Ooh. Remember, they didn't want him?
Yeah.
They didn't want
the irony.
Mirotić.
The irony.
Mirotić didn't want them. They didn't want him. Oh, Boogie broke his ankle with his Achilles snapping in half.
Nikola, we want you, buddy.
Buddy, goodness, that beard, man, that's you. Like, that's what happened with things. They had a little relationship working, and all of a sudden, everybody liked everybody, and now Mirotić is a pal. Yeah, whatever. Anyway,
what's up?
Homie wants a franchise tag in the NBA.
Well, that's truth. See, but this goes to... Who was it? Who said that, by the way? Anyway.
I don't know. Who said that?
Point is...
Who that?
Are you going to franchise tag LeBron James?
No.
No. Are they going to let you franchise tag? No, because LeBron would never leave.
Yeah.
They'd wind up paying that cat like $60 million and the Cavs would suck.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. In the NFL, it works. This is the Kirk Cousins thing with Alex Smith. By the way, not for nothing. Not for nothing, but who knows everything about everything here? The good-looking Monty.
Let's review. Wait,
we told you Alex Smith didn't go to Denver. Where'd he go? No, he went to Washington to play for the other team that hates American Indians, the Redskins. And I believe we called that the other day on the show. I'm just saying that we brought that up. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. But franchise tag.
This is RKB.
This
is RKB.
Two words, Donovan Mitchell. RKB's a Salt Lake. By the way, I leave Salt Lake City and they build an entertainment district. Finally, 700 new jobs. We should move back and go snowboarding.
The Mormons have somewhere to play now.
They do. This is very true. Caffeine-free Diet Coke for everybody. The point is, listen.
Dude, do you mind?
The point is, my phone is exploding. I apologize. The point is this.
Yeah.
That a franchise tag in the NBA wouldn't
work. It just doesn't work in the NBA landscape the way it does in the NFL.
But, you know, to RKB's point, there is the system in the NBA is broken.
Well.
It's always going to be a player's league.
You're going to have to put in rules that say you can only have X, Y, and Z on your team. That's what you would have to do to balance things. And that's not going to happen.
Who in baseball should be able to write their own ticket? Bryce?
Yeah, Bryce. Guys like Bryce.
Who's the best pitcher in baseball right now?
It's between... Wow, man, that's tough. Probably Kershaw, Bumgarner.
Should Bumgarner be able to say who his catcher is?
Yes.
I'm tired of Buster Posey. Can you trade him, please?
Yeah. Not trade him. Can somebody else catch me? John Lester does that.
John Lester does do that. How about the Diamondbacks getting Alex Avila today? It's a little bit of a decent move. Anyway, I think there are very few athletes who should have that ticket.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck, no.
It's reserved for an elite class. You got to win.
Tom Brady?
Yeah.
See, but Bill Belichick, that's Bill Belichick's team.
It's both of their teams.
See, it's this whole thing.
It's both of their teams.
I think And I know that it's unthinkable.
Here's what I say.
Wait. Would Bill Belichick cut Tom Brady?
Yeah, he would.
Hell yes, he would. Yeah. So it's not Tom Brady's team. It's the Billinator. Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. He's got the ultimate control. But I guess I just feel like 5 years ago, because you're not cutting Tom Brady in his prime, right? Like, we all agree with that. So if you're not cutting him in his prime, 5 years ago, Brady could have been like, hey, go get X, Y, and Z, and they would have done it.
Mike Trout. Excellent from the assassin. Oh, absolutely Mike Trout. Mike Trout's the best player in baseball, arguably. He plays in Anaheim.
Where?
So, Anaheim.
Are they a Triple A team?
He plays in the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. So he'll never be a superstar until he leaves there and goes north to play for the Dodgers. Yeah. But I think that's true. And when Bryce Harper goes to the Cubs next year, he should be able to write his own ticket as well. You know, that's what I'm saying. All right. Hey, I want to get to MLB netting, speaking of baseball. So it's February 1st, which officially means it's baseball season,
boom,
right? Like we have baseball.
96 on the black. Let's go.
Yeah. We have baseball. And I'm telling you, in February, when you have baseball, it's a beautiful thing.
Yes, sir.
How excited are you about
super, super.
You are
super excited to have it back.
Like, what are you so excited about?
Because the MLB package is one of my favorite things. It, just like the NBA package, the MLB package is awesome because there's always baseball on.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah,
there's always a game on. Whether it's on ESPN or whether it's Boston or whether it's Red Sox Yankees every Monday night for the entire series.
I'm so tired of that.
Seriously, they play those two way too much. Anyway, the point is there's always baseball on. You don't get – it's not – that one of the things I don't like about the NBA is there are certain nights where there's just no NBA. There's nothing good to watch in the NBA. Yeah. I can watch any ball game and be happy.
Biggest story in baseball right now. I think free agency still has not heated up.
No.
I think Arietta Darvish is a big deal, which I know we've talked about just about every day on this show. But I think pace of play – I think this story today where they're putting every major league ballpark – we'll have nets, essentially foul pole to foul pole. There's a lot of parks.
They're saying the minimum is to the end of the outfield side of each dugout. That's
the furthest part of the dugout. Yeah. Which I don't love. I am a baseball fan.
They're clearly trying to get younger.
Yeah, and this will save young children who have terrible parents. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I mean, yeah, because you want to drink beer and your kid gets drilled in the face by a line.
But it's just a Coors, man.
Hey, don't feel bad. It's fine, loser. The point is, this will push people like me up to club level.
Yeah.
Which is probably more expensive than, you know, third baseline 20 rows above the dugout.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be looking at a pitcher through a pitching net. I don't. It distracts me. And having sat back there, it does distract me. So I am the guy who will not sit low. I will wind up sitting higher.
Which you can make a case that that's a better seat anyway, you know. But I think
terrible seat.
Major League Baseball and specifically Rob Manfred, the commissioner, wants to get the 30-year-old parents with two kids into the ballpark. That's what he wants. He wants the game to get younger.
See, look, I like Rob Manfred.
He's starting to wear me out.
He's pissing me off.
The pace of play stuff is ridiculous.
He's going to make a decision without input from most of the clubs because nobody can agree about a pitch clock. And he's going to do this.
So maybe you shouldn't have one.
He's changing the game, and I can't say that I like it. Manfred has reportedly been thrown around the idea of just making the change. And I don't know that I like that. Manfred has given the players an option for a one-year delay and then indefinite hold if the games fall below 2 minutes and 55 seconds. He does not
2 hours.
2 hours and 55 seconds. He does not want 3 hour baseball games. Well, is he right for that?
No, I don't think he's right for that. How many of the best games are more than 3 hours? A lot of them, I would say, because those are the extra inning games where you get the thrilling 10th and 11th inning.
Yeah, but you can't, in a clock of 18 seconds between pitches,
the problem is, and this is what I said the last time we talked about this, you make it so that you're rushing a pitcher. Pitchers, it's a mind game. Baseball 70% mental, and I don't think people realize that. It is a mind game. It is a battle between the hitter and the pitcher to understand what pitch should be thrown and what pitch is coming. And so when you rush the pitcher, he doesn't have the ability to freeze the hitter. He doesn't have the ability to just do whatever he wants to do. And I feel like that changes the outcomes of games because if a pitcher is in a crucial moment – and he's only got 18 seconds between each pitch, it's rushing him.
It's a terrible idea, in my opinion. I don't like it at all.
And oh, by the way, if you go over the clock, it's going to count against you in the count either for a ball. So
I just think it's ridiculous. It's been 10 years since they had 2 hour and 55 minute games.
Yeah.
I just don't see how you do that. I mean, and you're asking guys like, what about crappy baseball teams that have no pitching or bullpen where they have 8-run innings, where you have starting pitchers now? It's not abnormal to see a starting pitcher walk 5 guys. It's not abnormal to see a guy go 100 pitches in 5 innings.
Dude, they're talking about using carts for pitching changes. You realize that?
It's so stupid. I can't even. That idea is just so ridiculous. Because
what they want is the television broadcast of a baseball game to feel like an NHL game, as soon as it comes back from break, the puck drops, the first pitch is thrown. That's what they want. They want that timing to be synced up so that you get 90 seconds of commercials, let's say, and right when you come
it's
back,
baseball.
Boom.
If you don't like it, don't.
That's
watch.
What I'm saying. I'm not a fan of any of this, but clearly they feel like they need to make changes. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, the bullpen cart thing is just so
dumb.
Stupid.
Just dumb.
It's so stupid.
What did everybody last week? The Hall of Fame induction happened.
Yeah,
they announced the inductees.
Yeah.
What do we remember about Trevor Hoffman? His song,
Hell's
his walk up song.
Hell's
what do we remember
bells.
About Mariano Rivera?
Yeah,
Enter Sandman. I mean, you can't. It's just not. I just don't believe in it.
Because you know where this is going. This is going to the designated hitter in the National League. This is going to change face of baseball. And baseball is fine. If you don't like it, don't watch. Go play cribbage. I don't care.
Yeah.
I like baseball. I like baseball a lot. I enjoy the game. And I hope that other people do too. Like, you know, like the one of the big storylines I think that's a disappointment is the Ohtani Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
Like, I was really excited about that. I really am excited about seeing Giancarlo Stanton be a Yankee and seeing how Stanton and Judge do together in the same lineup. Like, that could be history. This is Canseco and Maguire again.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's so much excitement around the Yankees again. I like that. I want Jake Arrieta back in a Cub uniform. I like that storyline. I want the Cubs to win again. I like that. I want Bryce Harper to have a massive season, and I want the Cubs to pay him $400 million to be a Cub. I like those storylines. I don't give an F if it's a 3 hour and 25 minute game.
Yeah.
That's baseball. Like the net thing, I get it. People are getting seriously injured. I get it.
And that's more about bats than it is about the balls. Because a lot of hitters are losing their bat down the line. And you
I
see
think
that.
This is about that kid last year that got hit with a line drive.
Yeah, I mean, it's partially about that. But what I'm saying is the bigger danger is when a hitter swings and loses their bat, and it goes flying into the stands and crushes somebody.
Totally disagree. I think the line drive into the first 5 rows is what gets you. Because people aren't paying attention. The problem with the truth is why 3-hour baseball pisses people off is because they've got their phones, and they've got their iPads, and they've got their Starbucks Frappuccino Macchiato BS. And now we got to have Chick-fil-A's in every stadium, and we got to have things to do with the kids. And, well, Maybe baseball games aren't for every kid.
Yeah.
Maybe if your kid can't sit in an airline seat for 2 hours, maybe you should drive.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just, at what point do we say, hey, you know, this is our game?
We're not changing it.
Again, I'm a Premier League soccer fan.
Yeah.
Right? I love European football. Love it. They're putting in this video assistant.
Yeah.
And it sucks. VAR sucks.
Ruins
Bar blows. And they've resisted it and resisted it and resisted it. And they've given in, and it's changed the dynamic of the game. And maybe the game doesn't need to be changed. Maybe instead of, you know...
How many times are you frustrated? Officiating is one thing that I think is separate from pace of play.
Absolutely
officiating
separate.
Is totally different. The Premier League's a good example. How many times, as a Chelsea fan, devout Chelsea fan, are you pissed off because you didn't get a penalty called?
A lot.
For the Blues?
A lot. A lot. And I get it. And I think those should be reviewable calls. I'm with you on that.
I don't think the common foul should be a reviewable
call.
No.
And I don't want cards reviewed. Offside? You should be able to have one review for an offside play. One review. You should have goal line technology. Every net in world soccer should have goal line technology in it.
Yeah.
Everyone in the top leagues, every net should have goal line technology.
I think that's made such a positive difference in the NHL. I mean, that was one of the biggest changes for them that's really helped them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting a lot more calls right.
Hey, let's talk a little football on the Monty Show podcast. Find me on Twitter, MONTY, The Monty Show is where you find me on Twitter. Rob Gronkowski will play Sunday in the Super Bowl. Any chance that the Patriots lose? Any chance at all?
I think there's a good chance. I think Tom Brady could have to come back again because the Eagles' defense is elite. They honestly have. They are one of the best defenses in the NFL. And I was reading a bunch of stuff this morning and watching the Four Letter Network, and all they were talking about is when Tom Brady's pressured up the middle, he's not as good as when you pressure him on the outside, and the Eagles are great at pressuring up the middle.
Yeah,
so that's a big concern for me.
His efficiency numbers are much lower when he's got pressure in his face.
Yeah.
As is with every other human being.
But with that said, it's still Tom Brady. He's still going to figure out how to beat you when you are at your best. So I still think they're going to win.
I like the Patriots a lot. I think, that defense, Kyle Van Noy's been a revelation for them. The defense has been really good. I think Josh McDaniels wants to go out on a high. I think the Patriots are going to win this game. I do. I love Tom Brady. I love his legacy. I don't love the Patriots at all, but I don't know how you don't respect, and I would go as far as to say, I don't know how you don't admire Tom Brady. Now, the web documentary thing, okay, I don't need to see Tom getting fake CPR from his kid.
Right.
That was the video today. I'm not interested in that. Tom Brady, the football player, I don't know how you don't watch every throw that the guy makes. He's the best to ever
do it.
Well,
and you know the end of his career is coming in the next couple years.
It is. And I think he's going to be one of those guys that will shock the world and retire. Like, I could see, if he wins, I could see him retiring this summer. Without question.
Even though he said he won't.
Yeah, Giselle has been pressuring him relentlessly.
Big time.
And I think he was one of the big guys to talk about the Shazier injury. He's talked about concussions. That's a big deal. Speaking of Shazier, did you see he got out of the hospital today?
Yep.
I hope the guy walks again.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see Justin Timberlake today say his kids will never play football?
It was interesting. So at the beginning of the show today, we talked about how ESPN fabricated the LeBron story.
Yes.
They kind of weren't as accurate as they should have been on this story either. He jokingly said that at the beginning of his little comment and then went into a whole thing about how he's going to try and give his kid the best advice that he can and they're working on manners right now. He still said it, and I'm not saying he didn't say it because he did. But it's not as if he came out and was like, my kid's never going to play football in a
he
real
serious.
He said,
my kid's not playing
right,
football.
Right, but he said it, in my opinion, in a joking, under-his-breath style way.
He's the halftime entertainment.
I know he is. And it's a big deal that he said it. But there's a difference between saying, hey, look, guys, in a serious, straight face, in that kind of tone, my kid's never playing football, end of discussion, and saying, oh, my kid's never going to play football. Like, it's different, dude. It's different. It's totally different.
I don't know that it's different. I don't know that it's different, man. I think it's one of those things where I agree with Justin Timberlake 100%. My kid's never playing football. Your kids should never play football.
No,
and I hope that you will not allow your kids to play football.
I won't.
Yeah. I just – the Shazier thing, if you don't know it, Ryan Shazier, the linebacker for the Steelers, arguably the fastest defensive player in the game. Chasing down a ball carrier from behind, hits his face on the back of the ball carrier and is basically paralyzed. Has been in a hospital since the injury happened. Just really struggling with it. And now today, he finally got out of the hospital.
Yeah.
They showed pictures of him standing with Ben Roethlisberger. Like, you're really rooting for this guy.
Yeah, no question about it.
Because
he's one of those guys that was told he's probably not going to walk again, and he's going to do it.
Because he made a basic football play.
Yeah. It wasn't even some bone-crushing hit or anything.
No, and a lot of people were like, well, it's bad fundamentals. I don't care. It was happening really fast. I don't know if there's a lot you can do about that. My point is, if you're Ryan Shazier, would you go back and change it? Probably not. And this is the conversation that's really hard for me every time we have it. Would Ryan Shazier not give up football and give up the money and the fame that he's got not to have the injury that he has?
No.
I don't think he would either. And that's really difficult for me.
Most players are like, yeah, I would do it all over again. I would still go through all this stuff. And I just can't get that. I'm with you. I can't get my head around the idea that if I was an NFL football player right now at this time in my life and I had some life-altering concussion and I came through that healthy again, I don't know that I would go back. I mean,
Chris
Borland
with
back?
The Niners.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect example. How do you go back, right?
Patrick Willis comes to mind.
How do you not find another position in the NFL world, like in the front office or in, you know, there's millions of jobs available.
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know.
How are you not a special advisor, let's say, or, you know, the teams make up positions all the time.
I don't know. I don't know, man. It to me, it's terrifying, and I could never do it. I just don't see... I don't see how you do it. I don't see how you, by the way, skip the Elon Musk flamethrower. Remember we talked about this earlier in the week? Elon Musk made a, quote, boring flamethrower.
Yeah.
It's called the boring flamethrower.
Right.
He only made 20,000 of them, and they were $500 each.
Boom.
Sold out. He made $10 million.
You know what that's called? Creating demand.
Yeah.
Literally.
And he freely admits it's not the nicest flamethrower.
Dude, it's an Elon Musk flamethrower. I'm buying it.
I think he made $10 million. I want it. I want my phone call. We talk in Dark Knight Ease all the time.
Sorry.
He made $10 million. Would you have bought one if you could?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it? We'll light stuff on fire.
I'll light the people who are stealing packages on fire.
Stop.
Sorry.
He made $10 million.
Dude, it's honestly at this point, because he made so few of them, you know, at this point it's a collector's piece, really. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah. He made 20,000 of them. They sold out in 2 days.
You're a baller.
Like,
I think that's
unbelievable.
Yeah.
And if you're Elon Musk, I think you're living.
How much
the dream.
Are you reselling that thing for? $1,000?
Probably.
Wait a month, resell
I would
for
say, yeah,
bucks?
I would say probably. I would. I mean, I just, yeah, I would. I probably would resell it. And the final non-sports story I want to get to today, the iPhone, I'm an iPhone 10 user and proudly. I'm a big believer in the iPhone 10. I love it. I don't miss the home button. I've gotten used to not having it. But Apple missed... earnings. There is some concern that Apple missed earnings.
Dude, they're falling off.
Apple forecasts lower than expected revenue for the current quarter. That's because the final quarter of 2017, excuse me, Apple said it only sold 77.3 million iPhones. That's off 1%. The average selling price for the iPhone was $796.
Ooh.
Suggesting that the flagship iPhone X handset sold relatively well.
Bro, this guy's like, I'm a droid guy.
Well, I'm sorry. Everybody has their flaws, man. Don't you know. I mean.
Enjoy your anyway, Samsung.
Point is, Apple reported, and here's where I'm starting to get worried. Apple reported fiscal first quarter revenue of $88.3 billion. Apple in the first quarter made $88.3 billion.
The dude just said he'll take his Google Pixel over your 10 all day.
Well, come on. See, and look, I have
you
a lot of
comments
respect.
Comments like that, I just, you know.
I have a lot of respect for everybody. Right?
Yeah.
The iPhone 10 is a superior device. Like, I love the iPhone 10.
Right.
I've gotten used to it. It is lightning fast. It is. You have an iPhone 7 Plus.
Yeah.
But.
Yours is faster. There's no doubt.
Is the gimmick becoming too much with the iPhone? Because your biggest point is that they put out the iPhone 7, 7 Plus. Then they put out an iPhone 8.
Yeah.
And 8 Plus. And now they've put out an Apple iPhone 10 like a month later.
I just didn't understand that. I felt like you ruined, and this is going to sound like a really nerd term, you ruined the demand curve, right? Because you put out an 8 and then right after that you put out a 10. Why would I buy an 8? Why would I not just go to the 10? I'm not going to buy an iPhone 8. It's not going to happen.
iPhone 8 is way more cost effective.
Sure it is.
It's more affordable.
But you know how the game works.
The base model iPhone 10 is $150 more expensive than any other available iPhone.
Right.
I'm a guppy. I'm a goat. I paid that.
But here's my point. If you play the game right, you get around all the price stuff because you trade in your iPhone that you've taken really good care of, and you get that credit.
Which I did. I got a $300 credit, so it was essentially the same price. My monthly, hey, I traded in my phone bill thing, didn't go up.
No.
So I was fine with that. By the way, my wife is a V30 user.
And she loves it.
And it's a great phone. Like, the camera's really good on that phone, and my wife loves that phone. The V20 went to crap on her. She had to, like, constantly keep swapping batteries, which, by the way, you can't swap a battery on an iPhone. You can't on a Droid. But the iPhone battery lasts forever. So my point is, I think the gimmick, they're on the edge of gimmickry. Like, what's next for Apple? Because now we don't have a headphone jack. Now we have wireless headphones that I don't use. I Bluetooth to Beats.
Yeah.
I Bluetooth to Beats Pill, to Beats Wireless. Like, it drives me crazy that people wear those wireless pod things. Yeah, I hate those things. I hate the way that looks. It's just not, that's just not my thing, I guess. But I really like the iPhone 10, and I've never been a Droid guy. I don't know. I am concerned as an Apple apologist that the iPhone is getting too gimmicky. Right? Like, that's a big concern for me.
Well, what do you mean by gimmicky? Like, there's too hipster or what?
It's chic now. Samsung has done great marketing against the iPhone.
And they still lost.
Yeah, and they still lost. And people are still buying the iPhone. And again, if you're going to hate on the iPhone, why are so many people buying it?
Yeah.
You can say it's a hipster thing. If it sucked and didn't work, people wouldn't be paying $1,100 for it.
Well, and that's why Droid users buy their phone, right? Because their argument is it's cheaper. They like the flexibility. You can use, it's not so rigid. There's a lot more apps for it. You can do more with it. Like, I don't need to do all that with my phone. Why do we have MacBooks? Why do we have, like, why do I need to do all of that with my phone?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that you do, by the way. All right, one personal dispute we have to settle.
Right. Okay, wait. Hold on. Let me find the proper music here. All right, here we go. All right.
We're in the grocery store today.
Yep.
By the way, we've made a huge change in the way we buy groceries.
Uh-huh.
We grocery shop one, maybe 2 days a week. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, we were going to the store on a, like, 4 or 5 day a week basis, spending way too much money. We've cut that way back, right? Going to the store. Anyway, we're at the Fry's grocery store. Not the ghetto one where, like, it's a really nice store, but
where gin and juice is playing?
Yeah, there's, like, gang members and stabbings and shootings and no. We went to the one right next to the freeway, way better experience.
Okay. Yep.
Until Jake farted on me in the freezer aisle. And I think you just, what? Are you, like, what was in your head when you did that? Like, loudly and obnoxiously.
I just thought it was funny.
Okay, because, it was funny.
Because too often, you had this one coming. You know why you had it coming? Because several times before in the past weeks, I've been sitting on the couch and you'll just walk up and bust it right in my face.
No.
So you had this one coming.
That's not true. I've never done that.
Yes, you have.
No. Okay, yeah, maybe once or five times. Yeah, but not often. Right, but I didn't do this in the middle of the grocery store. Do you
care? The aisle was empty.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You are so full of it.
Dude, the aisle was empty.
The aisle was not empty.
Yes, it was.
See, again, you don't look around. The aisle was not empty. There was a mom and her daughter at the end of the aisle who, when you farted loudly, by the way, why don't you just put it on a megaphone? It was loud. Right? It was loud. And you turn and look at them, and she's like, the lady just gave you that look on her face.
Oh my
like
God.
She double clutched. Like, hey, did he just fart? And the little girl goes, So you weren't alone in the aisle. You just, like, you don't do that in public.
That was funny, dude. And you are the pot calling the kettle black.
I don't do that in
yes,
public.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. What are the uncouth things that you should not do in front of other people? Okay, like belching in public drives me crazy.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Spitting on the ground in public drives me crazy.
Being the guy that talks on his phone, like, in the store is dumb.
Again, I almost killed somebody driving today.
But almost doesn't count, so we made it. We're good.
I swear. Okay, so we live in Arizona. All the snowbirds are in town.
Great.
And they're all talking on their phones. And it's all the Minnesota.
Lady has a Lexus. Lexus SUV. Holding the phone in her hand up to her ear. You drive a Lexus, bro. Bluetooth.
Pick your nose in public. Drives me crazy. Yeah, why do people have 78? This is an $85,000 SUV.
Yeah.
Are you telling me you can't figure out the Bluetooth on it? Why are you not using hands-free? Because she's got one hand up to her ear and the other on the steering wheel, kind of weaving around, not paying attention to stoplights. That drives
drifting.
Me nuts.
Drifting.
Drifting. Drives me crazy. People, like, not paying attention at red lights because they were looking at their phone, drives me crazy. Like, I just... Talking loudly through the store. Here's one for you on Periscope and on Facebook Live, Twitter. Find me on Twitter, The Monty Show. At the gym, do not sing to the music that you are listening to at the gym. Like, I think that is a huge no-no.
I mean, it was pretty loud that the dude was... He was literally, like, yelling the music because he had his headphones on and he couldn't tell how loud he was being. That's the problem.
It was a Mexican dude singing Mexican songs.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah,
in
it was.
The gym.
Yeah.
Gym etiquette. I don't expect people to rack their weights. I don't, because people don't rack their weights.
Do you even?
But can you put your dumbbells away? Like, is it so difficult for you to put your dumbbells away? Like,
apparently.
We go to LA Fitness in Phoenix, just dumbbell, like, half the dumbbell rack is empty because they're all on the floor. And my question is, who's cleaning the gym? Like, why are you not, like, picking up the dumbbells? That's your job as a gym employee.
And it's that messy the morning after, because this isn't a 24-hour gym, right?
No.
So, I don't remember what time. I think it's 11.
11 o'clock.
9, 11.
Closes at 11.
And they
11
open
o'clock.
At 5, which sucks for us because we'd rather be working out at 4, but they open at 5, right?
Yeah.
And the gym's still dirty.
Ooh, hey, by the way, we didn't tell everybody how good we are at basketball.
Yes.
It was amazing last night. We played, and if you follow me on Instagram, Monty Flips, M-O-N-T-Y, Monty Flips, you'll see my workout. I post about workouts obsessively. Jake and I played in a 4-on-4 pickup game and just dominated people. It was amazing. Amazing. Like, I threw a pass to Jake so hard, it hit a guy in the head on the way to Jake, and it almost knocked the guy over. That was pretty bad.
It was pretty awesome.
We dropped a couple dudes with pick and Jake and I run amazing pick and roll. It was a thing of art.
Yeah.
It really was a thing of art. As is this show every day, you can find it on iTunes. You can find it in the Google Play Store. And, of course, I encourage you to find it on SoundCloud. I'm a huge advocate of the SoundCloud app on Android, iPhone. Just download the SoundCloud app and search The Monty Show. M-O-N-T-Y, The Monty Show. iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, anywhere you find it, you find The Monty Show. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye. Brooklyn to I got.